Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. It was the first day of classes for a number of Hoosier school districts, including IPS. One struggling school in the city is trying to out a new schedule. Arlington High School, already on a balanced calendar, is now splitting up start times for boys and girls, with girls starting and ending an hour and a half before the boys. A committee of Hoosier legislators is debating whether Indiana teens should have to wait until their 17th birthday to get a driver's license. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Currently, teens who take driver's ed must wait until they're at least 16 and a half to get a license, while those without instruction must wait until they're 16 years and 9 months old. Markle Senator Travis Holdman says he won't support the idea of raising that age to 17 until he sees data showing driver's education makes a significant difference in preventing tickets and accidents.
Before we create a hardship for families to push that to 17, it needs to be based on some empirical data rather than just on what other states have done and just because we think that's a good thing.
Indianapolis Senator Greg Taylor says while creating a greater incentive to take driver's ed is fine, the legislature needs to keep in mind the cost of such classes.
And if we're going to do that, we should have some kind of cost controls so that we don't create a system where the haves have something and the have-nots don't have an opportunity.
The committee will meet again in early September. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
The Carmel City Council is planning to withhold new money from the Center for Performing Arts until a full audit is completed. The Indy Channel 6 News reports the move comes after recent resignation of its CEO. Invoices indicate the city spent more than $13,000 for a private investigator. Right now, light rain and 89 degrees for WFYI News.